This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. The meeting is expected to be attended by Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Home Secretary Govind Mohan and chiefs of central agencies like IB and RO, along with other senior officials. Meanwhile, an ex-serviceman was killed yesterday in a terrorist attack in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. Security forces said terrorists attacked the ex-serviceman along with his wife and daughter in the Behibag area of Kulgam. After the attack, all three were taken to the hospital in a wounded condition, where the ex-serviceman succumbed to critical injuries. His wife and daughter, who were injured in the attack, are under treatment and are reported to be in a stable condition. Security forces have cordoned off the area to nab the attackers. All arrangements are being made for the smooth conduct of elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly to be held tomorrow. The polling will be held from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters will decide the fate of 699 candidates in the fray. Campaigning came to an end last evening. The counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The Election Commission has deployed over 1.8 lakh personnel for the assembly polls. Seizures of cash, liquor, drugs, freebies and precious metals amounting to over 220 crore rupees have been recorded in a strict clampdown of inducements. Of these, the largest component is drugs at 88 crore rupees, followed by precious metals at over 81 crore rupees. The Lok Sabha took up the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the Joint Houses of Parliament. Speaking during the discussion yesterday, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi criticized the President's speech, calling it a repeat of previous years and a laundry list of government achievements. Rahul Gandhi raised concerns about unemployment, stressing that the future of the country depends on the youth. He said the government has failed to address the unemployment issues despite the country's growth. He pointed out that manufacturers' share of GDP growth has dropped from 15.3% to 12.6%, the lowest in the past 60 years. Earlier, BJP MP Ramveer Singh Bidhuri, moving the motion, listed the achievements of the Narendra Modi-led government, including public welfare schemes. Other MPs also raised concerns during the discussion. Naresh Chandra Uttam Patel of the SP pointed out the absence of a mention of the minimum support price MSP guarantee in the President's address. Dr. Kakoli Ghosh Dastidar of the TMC criticized the omission of flood inflation, food inflation and farm loan favours. The Rajya Sabha has also taken up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk will visit Prayagraj Mahakumbh today. He will take a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam. The King of Bhutan reached Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mahakumbh is witnessing an overwhelming show of faith and attracting crores of devotees from India and abroad. US President Donald Trump has announced a one-month delay in US tariff hikes on Mexico, signaling that a potential deal could be coming. He revealed that he had a friendly conversation with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, who agreed to send 10,000 soldiers to the U.S.-Mexico border to help stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal migrants. Trump also mentioned that discussions with Canada were ongoing, including talks with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. These hikes of 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico, 25% tariff on goods from Canada, and a 10% tariff on Canadian energy sources, and an additional 10% tariff on imports from China were to go into effect on Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated musician Chandrika Tandon on winning the Grammy Awards for her album Triveni. In a social media post, Mr. Modi commended Ms. Tandon's passion towards Indian culture and accomplishments as an entrepreneur, philanthropist and musician. In table tennis, India's Manush Shah and Diya Chitale will be in action at the WTT Singapore Smash in Singapore this evening. The duo is set to face the Mexican pair of Marcos Madrid and Aramba Cosio in the mixed doubles pre-quarterfinals. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.